Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Psalm 116, verse 4 reads, "Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me." This follows verse 3, which paints a vivid and intense picture of fear and overwhelming pressure. "The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow." There are two images here: feeling trapped like an animal in a snare, and experiencing the world collapsing around you and above you. Jesus knew this fear and sorrow in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night before his arrest. Yet even in the midst of terror and anticipation of suffering, Jesus called out, "Lord, save me." This act of honest prayer models for us a powerful principle: acknowledging fear and turning to God in it. Athletes, as you know, are no strangers to despair. Injuries, losing streaks, high-pressure moments, or being sidelined despite months of training can feel overwhelming. Like being trapped in the cords of death, it can feel as though every effort is in vain and your world is closing in. As if the joy you once found in sport has all but vanished and you'd rather turn your back on it forever. Psalm 116 shows a simple but profound pattern for facing despair. First, recognize the intensity of the struggle. Second, call out to God. Unlike temporary encouragement from teammates, fans, or parents, God's presence is constant. His care and rescue never fail, giving strength and hope when everything else feels uncertain. So let's apply this to today's game. When you face challenges, pause, name the pressure, doubts, or fears that feel overwhelming. Lift them to God in honest prayer. Practicing this habit strengthens mental resilience, focus, and emotional stability. Just as athletes visualize overcoming a challenge before it happens, preparing for a sprint finish or a crucial defensive play, calling out to God strengthens your capacity to persevere and remain composed under pressure. This isn't just a tool for performing. If you trust Jesus, integrating prayer and dependence on him in your sport, as in life, is a means through which he is shaping you to be like him. He's at work to lead you to more wholehearted worship and witness to others in your sport through these challenges. So, as you approach game day, take a second to reflect and name the things that can lead to despair as you face them. And ask, where do you feel trapped or overwhelmed this week, on or off the field? How can you practically call out to the Lord during training, matches, or personal challenges? And finally, what difference would it make to trust God's presence in moments of fear rather than relying solely on your own strength? Well, let's pray first for yourself. Lord, help me to call on you in moments of despair and uncertainty, trusting that you are with me even when I feel trapped. And for your teammates, Lord, show them through me that you are their refuge when the pressure feels too great, and give them courage to persevere. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.